If you love gin and you love jazz, the great news is it's all going to be at the one place in early April. Joining us to have a chat about it is Michael Hope from Hope Estate. How you doing, mate?
Mate, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. You must be looking forward to having another great event at Hope Estate.
Oh, look, I am. We've all had a couple of rough years, as everyone knows, all the listeners know. I'm just so looking forward to being able to put an event on that we can just get out and enjoy some Hunter Valley sunshine and hear some music and have a bit of a taste of a few gins. It should be fantastic.
So set the scene for us a little bit, please, Michael. Tell us what we'll experience when we go through the gates that weekend.
Well, great thing is, the first thing is we've got our big stage up. So we'll have live jazz playing on the big stage both days, Saturday, Sunday.
Very nice.
Which will be fantastic. So it's like basically having a concert in the background, jazz concert in the background. And then the big fun thing is we have 15 different tents set up where we're showcasing 15 different gins that we make, and four of them are going to be brand new this year. And you can go along and you get so many vouchers when you come in. You can go along and have a taste of a shot of gin. You can have a gin and tonic at each tent. On top of that, we have masterclasses, the usual food offerings with some barbecue food and a few other different options. On top of that, we have slushy and cocktail bar made out of gin, of course.
Very nice.
Yeah, lots to do. And we're actually... This year, we took some feedback on from last year where some people were saying, well, we'd just like to sit there and try a different gin and tonic with different tonics even. So we're now working in with Fever Tree and we're setting up a mixology bar where people can buy whatever gin they want and get a tonic to match. So,
Michael,
lots of things to do.
Michael, I've been accused of having somewhat bland taste. When I think of gin, I just think of the basic gin and gin and tonic. But what are some of the flavours that we'll be able to taste?
Yeah, look, we try to be really interesting. We have something like Tahitian lime, pink grapefruit, have an orange peel. And then we've actually gone a step further and we've put some gins into wine barrels.
Ooh.
And one of our most interesting, we've left a little bit of Malbec character in some Malbec wine barrels, took the red wine out, put some gin in, and that's being marketed as a Malbec barrel-aged gin, and it's just amazing.
Do you have a favourite of yours that you've tested of your concoctions?
Yeah, look, mate, I actually love the Tahitian lime. I'm a big fan of citrus.
Yeah.
And it's just nice and refreshing. And I suppose, look, I didn't drink a lot of gin, like probably most Aussie blokes. I drank a lot of beer and wine. And when we started to get into gin, and obviously my wife drinks it, and started to get into it, and I thought, it's just, what's nice about gin tonic? It's just so refreshing.
Yes.
So to me, it's the citrusy, it's the nice bright characters that... I just find it a nice, refreshing drink.
Well, I imagine it's going to be a nice, refreshing weekend to be able to get out and about. We've been stuck essentially indoors for the last couple of years. So to go and spend some time in the sunshine at the Hunter Valley Gin and Jazz Festival. If we want to organise some tickets, what do we do, Michael?
Mate, we just go to the Hope Estate website, just buy them online, nice and simple. Then just turn up on the day, bring a blanket or buy a blanket, sit there and have a nice picnic lunch, listen to the music and have a taste of gin.
Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of April. Michael Hope from Hope Estate, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for the time.